It is 8 o'clock. This is Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Mary Wilson. The news in detail now with Brian Jennings.
The trade union representing special needs assistants will decide later today whether or not to back government plans to reopen primary schools and special schools to children with significant additional needs. The plans received a setback last night when teachers' union, the INTO, called on the Department of Education to reconsider. Its executive committee said that teacher safety concerns had not been adequately addressed. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
Public health doctors addressed teachers and SNAs in a webinar yesterday. They pointed to low COVID rates among children currently attending creches. They said they believed that safety measures in schools were adequate, even with the new virus strains. But last night, the INTO's Central Executive Committee said the information presented had failed to adequately address teachers' grave safety concerns. With 2 days to go before the planned reopening, time would seem to be running out. But the Department of Education and the INTO both say that they will continue to engage. The department says guidance on the position of pregnant or other high-risk school workers is on its way. The executive of SNA Trade Union FORSA's Education Division meets this evening to make up its mind.
The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, is to ask the Cabinet to approve an agreement with doctors and pharmacists to administer COVID-19 vaccines. Under the agreement, members of the Irish Medical Organisation and the Irish Pharmacy Union will be paid €60 for each person vaccinated. This would cover two injections per member of the public. Our political coverage editor, David Murphy.
This agreement would see the government allocate €91 million for the vaccines to be administered to approximately 1.5 million people. The state will meet the cost of the deal. It's intended to run for a six-month period before being subject to a review. Doctors and pharmacists are primarily expected to administer the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine, as it doesn't have to be kept at very low temperatures. In the event of a single-dose product becoming available, they'll be paid €35 per jab. Minister Donnelly is also expected to update the Cabinet on vaccine rollout plans. About 140,000 people are expected to be vaccinated by next Sunday. This will be made up of 70,000 healthcare workers and approximately 70,000 residents and staff of long-term care facilities.
Latest figures from the HSE show a reduction of over 100 patients in hospital with COVID-19. Overnight data puts the number of patients in hospital at 1,911, with 196 of these in intensive care. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Around this time yesterday, there were 2,020 patients with COVID-19 in hospitals, the highest number recorded so far. Latest figures from the HSE show that the situation improved last night, with the number down by 109 patients to 1,911. The hospitals with the largest number of patients are University Hospital Limerick with 148, Cork University Hospital with 146, and St Vincent's in Dublin with 134. The number of patients in intensive care remains relatively stable at 196. 13 hospitals are listed as having no ICU beds free. Overall around the country, there are 23 adult ICU beds available, plus some surge capacity and private hospital facilities that can be availed of.
In the United States, the incoming Biden administration has said it won't be easing COVID-19 restrictions on travel to the US from Ireland, the UK and parts of Europe, despite an order lifting the ban issued by the outgoing President Donald Trump. Today is Mr. Trump's final full day in office before Joe Biden's inauguration tomorrow. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
In March last year, the US announced COVID-19 restrictions on travel from Ireland, the UK and parts of Europe. Last night, outgoing US President Donald Trump said the ban would be lifted on January 26th. But minutes later, a spokesperson for the incoming president, Joe Biden, said now was not the time to ease the restrictions and that the new administration would in fact be strengthening public health measures around international travel. Today is Donald Trump's final full day in office and he is expected to issue dozens of pardons. Joe Biden will travel to Washington later today ahead of his inauguration tomorrow and is expected to address an event at the Lincoln Memorial tonight, honouring those who lost their lives to COVID-19. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Centra. Staying close to home is how we all live every day right now. So know that at Centra, we have everything you need.
Wet and breezy with heavy rain over the northern half of the country. Rain and drizzle further south. Highest afternoon temperatures, 7 to 11 degrees generally, but just 3 to 6 degrees in Ulster.